Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special broadcast honoring the legacy of the Honorable Ernest C. Manning, who was awarded the Companion of the Order of Canada as Premier of Alberta and his services in government. He was a pivotal figure in the world of Christian radio. Known for his leadership and vision, Manning shaped Alberta's political landscape and made significant contributions to faith-based media. His commitment to broadcasting the message of hope and inspiration resonated the gospel with countless listeners, forging a deep connection between politics and spirituality. Join us for this special rebroadcast of an earlier Christmas message prepared by Ernest C. Manning. This heartfelt broadcast reflects Manning's deep faith and commitment to sharing the joy and hope of the holiday season. Enjoy this cherished message as we celebrate the season together.
Welcome one and all to the special Christmas broadcast of Canada's National Bible Hour. This is Ernest C. Manning greeting you from Edmonton, Alberta. May God bless each of you, and as we ponder how our lives have been affected by the birth and life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Silent night. angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain.
And the mountains in Zion call back their joyous strains.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let us now read together the Christmas story recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth under Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. From all of us, I extend to each of you our very best wishes for a blessed Christmas. May this coming week be a happy and memorable one for you and your loved ones and friends. Let us all give thought this week to those who are not so fortunate, the lonely, the sick and afflicted, the homeless and destitute. Let us make certain that all such know that we really care. And what is more, God cares. That's what the message of Christmas is all about. To you who wrote to us this past week, thank you for your Christmas greetings and expressions of appreciation and the assurance of your prayers. Our special thanks to those of you whose support throughout the year has made the broadcast possible. I do hope each of you who has not yet done so will send us a card or a note if you would like to have the broadcast continued. We do need your help. All gifts received before the end of December will be tax deductible, so do put the broadcast on your year-end list. Whether your gift be large or small, it will be deeply appreciated.
angels from the realms of glory wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Tum-ta-ta-run-ta, tum-ta-ta-run, tum-ta-ta-run-ta, tum-ta-ta-run.
Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night.
Tum-ta-ta-run-ta, tum-ta-ta-run.
God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light.
Tum-ta-ta-run-ta,
come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star, his natal star.
Come and worship, worship Christ the
Thus ends this presentation of the Christmas story. It now remains for you to ask yourself just exactly what the birth and life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ means to you. To millions again this year, Christmas will be just another secular holiday with no thought of its real meaning and significance. Many others will see in Christmas a religious significance, but only in a generalized sense that will lack any personal involvement with the divine person of Jesus Christ. Others will regard Christmas as a time of goodwill among men, and they will talk much of the spirit of Christmas as its central theme. All of these responses miss the real significance of the fact that almost 2,000 years after it happened, hundreds of millions of people throughout the world commemorate the birthday of a humble Galilean born in a cattle shed in Bethlehem. Now why? What sets this birth apart from all others? The answer is that the child born differed from all others ever born into this world. Jesus Christ was and is the divine Son of God. He was God incarnate in human flesh. The impact he has had on human history confirms that fact. Furthermore, he was born to die a substitute in the place of all men who have sinned against God, and as a result are under sentence of eternal death. Christ died in our place that we might go free, not because of our worthiness, but because God loves us. Now that Christ has paid the penalty of our offenses in our place, God can offer us full and free forgiveness and still remain infinitely just. The key to divine forgiveness is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. As you think and talk about the birth of Christ this Christmas, ask yourself the all-important question, have I ever really asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and be my personal Savior? There was no room for him in the inn the day he was born, and no willingness on the part of the people to make room for him. What about you living in this 20th century? Christ again this Christmas stands at the door of your life and says to you, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and him with me. If you have never done so before, the greatest thing you can do in your own best interest this Christmas is to open the door of your life to Jesus Christ and invite him to come in.
As we conclude this historic broadcast from the heart of Ernest C. Manning, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks for joining us during this special Christmas season. We pray that his words have brought you inspiration and blessings, preparing your hearts for the new year ahead. Your support and prayers for Canada's National Bible Hour means so much to us. We are grateful for your continued encouragement as we strive to share the message of hope and faith, wishing you and your loved ones a blessed Christmas and a joyful new year. Thank you for listening. This is Dennis Campbell, president of Mission Go, the ministry which continues this legacy radio ministry.